So think about this. Do you know that more than likely, during a nuclear explosion, somewhere in the blast radius is a supermarket where all the pizzas in the freezer are cooked to perfection?
No, they'd be burned.
No.
Yeah.
There's different levels of heat.
So what you're
depending on the distance of the supermarket from the explosion.
Yeah. At the right distance.
At the right distance in the radius. There's supermarkets full of food that is cooked to perfection.
Yeah.
The chances are low, but yeah, yeah.
But never zero.
I like it. It'd be a little like toxic to eat.
I thought it was just the right amount of stupid.
Not only pizzas.
Yeah.
Think about
chicken, raw chicken.
Yeah.
Live chickens.
Yeah.
Just remember when stores had raw lobsters?
Yes.
Or real or alive?
Yeah.
Alive lobsters?
You want a Red Lobster and there's live
live lobsters.
Wow.
We had one at the Kroger.
Really?
Yeah.
It was at Walmart.
A Walmart, same thing.
Y'all get lobster from there?
No.
Oh. You
but just like saw when, it. When
I don't know who did.
No, I don't
who
know.
Goes
who goes
to Walmart is like, I want that one.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do that anymore.
Nope.
At that Walmart.
Red Lobster they do.
Yeah.
You go in there and it's in the tank.
I like that crap.
I do. It's kind of cool to see.
Gosh. It is.
Anyway.
We're going to do a little thing we did a couple weeks ago when Dredge was here, Evan.
Yeah.
It was like blind ranking. So we're going to use Gemini here, which is Google's version of ChatGPT, basically. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say, hey, give me a blank, whatever topic, you know. And it'll give us that. We have to put it in our ranking from five being worst to one being the best.
All right.
And we're going to see how our rankings are. We did it on our phone last time just to keep up with it. Get your phone out, Wade.
This will be my first experience.
Yeah. PP's here today, so.
Yes.
Do it with him.
PP. Hi.
Two. If you know how to count, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Let me do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
One is first.
I want to start with this one because we did this a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty good.
Okay.
Because it's something we all know and enjoy.
Uh-huh.
It's Post Malone's new album.
We
blind ranked
songs
in his
album. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's see how this one goes with PP here today.
So did y'all do this album before or just a different? Oh.
Yeah, we did the same one. I don't know. It was just fun. So you're here today.
Okay. All right.
His name is PP.
Those are my initials.
Presley here. Parker.
Can you type faster so I don't have to fill the silence?
Shut up.
Give me a random song from Post Malone's Austin album.
And Jim
and I will say.
Please no.
Jim and I will say.
It worked last time.
And Jim and I will say.
Okay.
Chemical.
Oh.
Chemical.
All right, stop before we get a copyright strike.
I'm going to put it at 2.
I'll put it.
I really like that song.
I know. I'll put it at 3.
Okay.
Do we have to say where we're putting it?
Yes, that's the whole point of the game. Oh. Yeah, you don't have to.
You want to save it to the end and be
mysterious?
Discreet.
Yeah.
Discreet.
Yeah. You can.
We could share.
Is that what we're doing that?
Yeah, let's do that. It's more fun.
Okay, all right. Forget what I said.
Yeah, I didn't put
what
it
did
at
you say?
3.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
Can I just say another?
I hope. I mean, it should be smart enough.
I don't know. It can be pretty stupid.
Last time I didn't like that, but
Socialite.
Yeah. How does that one go?
And it's like,
Oh wait, no,
no.
Yeah.
Bad for me. It's not bad.
Got it.
Screw me up. It's only my body.
It's kind of a screwed up lyric. Right,
I got it.
Okay, I got it. That is a good song.
It took you getting through the whole second
verse. A lot of these that I like, well, some of these that I like now, I didn't like them much.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, and they've just grown on me, and I've really come to like it. It just gave me every song from the album right there.
Yeah, it's Yeah.
It is pretty stupid sometimes.
Yeah, you might just copy.
See, people are worried about AI taking over the world, and then this happens.
Yeah.
Like, we're real. We're fine.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
It will now.
I love how we just looked at each other.
Or will it? Song from Post Malone's album, Austin. It's gonna give me one we've already done.
Probably.
Landmine. Okay. I already got mine.
I already have it.
What is that?
Can you sing the second verse for it?
What about the chorus?
I spend my nights. No, that's Overdrive. All my friends take vitamins.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I really like that song.
Nah, 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 nah.
I might have completely screwed up my list here. I'm just hoping I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be honest, I love that.
Okay.
If you haven't heard his album, guys, listen to it.
We're still listening to it six months later.
I can't stop.
Over.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Actually, you might be right.
Well, okay. Too cool to die.
Oh,
that one's pretty cool.
Dredge hates it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I guess because it's like stupid lyrics, but I mean, come on.
I guess. It's just a fun song.
It is fun. How does it go, though? I have to think. Too cool. Oh, yeah. I like the line about they're airplane. On a plane.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, you know.
Yeah, he don't. He's scared to fly.
Yeah, because he. Yeah. Yeah. That's
all right. Last one.
Okay.
All right, bet.
I'm going to say another, and it's going to give you all of them.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yep.
That's not even from his album.
Uh-uh. I guess copied that same script you did up there.
I was hoping there was one on that list.
Or, yeah. Wordage.
Verbiage.
It's our first date.
All right. Paste. Why is this taking longer than last time?
I don't know. I guess it's suspenseful.
Enough is enough.
Because enough is enough.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh. My list is screwed.
Yeah. Mine's close. Did you hear that, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ferocious.
This is not how I would put it. Say yours and then say what you would like
mine
it to
is
be.
Close. Mine's is all, mine is all out of sorts.
Yeah.
As a grandma would say.
Yeah.
Here's my list. Top to bottom. Too Cool to Die. Enough is Enough. Socialite, Chemical, Landmine.
What would you actually put?
Okay. In order of my personal favorites, honestly, I probably would put Too Cool to Die at number one. I really like that song.
Yeah, of these.
Too Cool to Die, I would put Socialite at two instead of three.
Interesting.
I would put Chemical at three, Landmine at four, Enough is Enough at five.
So completely just...
Just like all of them get bumped up one. So I was pretty close.
Yeah.
I have 5-1. Enough is Enough. Socialite. Too Cool to Die. Chemical. Landmine. I love Landmine. I think the lyrics are really cool. And I've heard him explain it in an interview. It's just like being trapped in a landmine. All like depression, anxiety, stuff like that. Trying to get out, but you're trapped there. You're just
like
trying
a landmine.
You're trying to thumb your way out.
I thought you said something completely different.
I think that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would keep Landmine at one because I love that song. Enough is Enough is at five. I would bump that all the way up to two.
Mm.
Chemical to three. Too Cool to Die at four. Socialite at five. But I like all of those songs.
So my number one on here is Enough is Enough. It was the last one. I wouldn't put it at one. But then Too Cool to Die, Chemical, Socialite. I didn't even know.
It's Guten Tag.
Gluten. And then Landmine last. I would kind of do that, except I'd probably put Enough is Enough maybe three. But basically, bump everything else up and then take Enough is Enough and put it at like three. Everything other than that, I'm pretty good. Too Cool to Die, I put it one, though.
Yeah.
Of these.
Too Cool to Die is a good one.
So.
What did you think I said a second ago?
It just... said the F word.
When I said thumb?
Yeah, because you were in between words.
You're just trying like to
trying find, to thumb your way out.
Thumb your way out.
It just sounded just like,
okay.
Okay.
That
was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What if we do office characters next?
Oh!
Oh, yeah. That's good. And, Angela's going to be number one.
You like Angela, though?
No, I'm just saying, like, that draft is going to come out that way.
I don't like Kelly. Kelly might be my least favorite. She's just annoying.
Actually, do I like the Kellys of the world? No. Yeah. However, they're very
like her character.
They're very entertaining.
Yeah.
She has some moments where she says the most offhand things where she's like, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Yeah.
Or two, where Ryan is saying, so what is the object of the sentence? And she's like, Ryan used me as an object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has good one-liners.
Stanley.
Stanley's first?
Yep.
All right. I know where I'm putting him.
I'll put him there.
Come on now.
Just as a side note, he had that one episode where he didn't like Michael. Like, they were fighting. That episode just kind of.
He never likes Michael.
I know, but, like, to a way bigger extent, that episode was annoying.
Oh, when Michael had to step him aside. And
yeah.
I didn't like that.
Actually, I did.
I didn't.
I thought the authenticity of Stanley's frustration with Michael.
Yeah.
But next one is Creed.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's hard.
That is hard.
I'm gonna have to do this.
Right. I'm gonna have to do this right here, and you'll find out later.
Yes.
Yes.
Another one.
Another one.
It's gonna be Meredith. Watch. You got it right. It's Meredith.
Wow. Well, like I said, I know we're putting her.
I messed up.
I didn't. I was going to. Yeah, I'm glad I did what I did. That's all I'm going to say. Mayor. I'm just going to say Meredith.
Another one.
Please be good. I need good ones.
It can't. Yeah.
Please give me Michael.
It's got to get better. Oscar. It didn't get much better.
Oh, I screwed.
Why is it? It's not even giving us the most popular ones.
Where's Jim, Pam, Michael,
Dwight?
That sucks.
Yep. Well, this is going to make it or break it right here for me.
Yep, same.
Come on.
It gives all of them.
Why do you keep doing that, bro?
Because AI is going to take over the world.
Yeah, so smart.
Put your sunglasses on so I don't have to say hello. Right. Hank the security guard?
I'm screwed.
Guess who's number one?
I didn't even think of him.
I didn't either.
Did y'all save number one for last?
Yeah. So Hank's our number
one. We're
all
screwed.
All right, Presley.
All right, in order.
These are the...
That's terrible.
Yeah.
1 to 5. Hank, Creed, Oscar, Stanley, Meredith.
Wait, say that again?
Hank, Creed, Oscar, Stanley, Meredith.
Almost.
What would you actually put?
I put Creed at number one.
Yep.
He's funny.
Creed. I would go Creed, Stanley, Hank, Oscar, Meredith.
Okay, I have Hank, Oscar, Meredith, Stanley, and Creed.
You did get screwed up.
I got screwed.
Creed should have been number one.
Creed would be number one. Yeah. Stanley would be two. Oscar would be three. Meredith four. Hank five. Hank's not in it a lot, so he doesn't do much. So I like Meredith more than him.
That's a fair point. So I had Hank, Oscar, Creed, Stanley, Meredith. I would do, I think, exactly what you said, where I would put Creed number one, and then Stanley, I guess.
I think Oscar has some funny moments.
Oscar over Meredith, and then, Meredith, and then Hank at the bottom. So I think that's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got
it. We haven't had a good one so far.
Yo,
a lot have been messed up.
Can we do Parks and Rec?
Oh, yes.
I don't know if I know that well enough. I can try.
There's so many characters.
I haven't seen that whole show. I can try to do that.
Probably.
Here's the thing with The Office. I feel like there's just a couple characters that carry the entire show for me. Whereas Parks and Rec, it's like almost the entire cast.
Yeah.
each all have their moments.
Yeah.
There's not just one single guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I really only know like three characters. Okay. So I haven't seen enough of that.
Hey, fair enough.
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Oh.
The Flash?
The Flash.
The TV show?
I can't do that. I haven't seen that in forever, Presley.
Okay.
What if we just...
How about I just shut up?
There's not that many characters.
What if... How about... Let's see here.
I love a good massage.
Yeah. I don't know. What's another... We can do another show or movie.
The Joker.
Disney characters.
Yeah, okay. Disney princess.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We probably will get a princess, but...
I don't think I've seen all the Disney princess movies.
No. It's going to give us Mickey. Mickey Mouse.
Probably.
Right off the bat. I mean,
I don't even want him. Who is that?
Who?
Oh, the clock from Beauty and the... We need to... How about
main characters. How about
we
do Pixar?
Yeah.
Pixar.
Not main. Supporting cast.
Yeah.
Your voice cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puberty's hard.
It has been tough. Who's Bamba?
Who?
From what?
Ratatouille.
Oh. The one that can't stop eating. Remy's friend, right?
No.
His brother?
His brother?
Nah. Uh-oh. I don't know who that is.
Huh. I gotta look this up. Who is that fella? Who's Bamba? Are we being yelled at right now by the
ones
watching?
Oh, he's one of the rats. One of the bigger...
Yeah, that's like, what I was thinking. The guy that can't stop eating.
Mm-mm. Not the red
one. It's not even showing him. Is he even real?
AI is stupid.
I said it.
Bruh.
He may not even be real.
Or Pixar. I don't know.
Famous.
Pixar characters.
A random famous...
He's going to say, like, the background character of Beauty and the Beast.
Come on. Bullseye. Remy.
There we go.
Here we go. Okay. I know what... Yeah, he's going to be up there for late.
Yeah, he's my man.
That's like a spirit animal.
A rat?
Yeah.
That
one.
You know...
Because he's a rat.
I am. There you go. I know where I'm putting him. I'm not putting him at one.
I don't know. You always do this.
I'm sorry. But I'm not.
He's close. He's number two for me.
Yeah, he's number two.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. No.
Who's that?
Lotso from Toy Story 3, the bear.
Oh, Lotso the bear.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I didn't like that bear. He was mean.
Lots of fat.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
okay?
You
got a frog in your mouth.
I've got allergies, guys.
Lot. So. That's exactly how you spell it.
There we go. I get stuck sometimes.
I wonder why.
Heimlich?
The caterpillar.
Yeah.
He was a little annoying, but
oh, that guy.
You know,
it's been so long since I've seen that movie. Heimlich from
He's the green caterpillar.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
Presley, you know who? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be honest, I'm putting him.
Well, don't. Why are you saying it? I thought we were keeping it.
Just to be honest, I'm putting it.
Bro was named after...
Oh, I thought you said I'm putting it at four.
Bro was named after a maneuver.
Because he's fat and he's going to choke.
Bro's named after a maneuver.
Why are we getting the big boys?
I need a big boy, dude.
Come on.
Give someone big. Yeah.
Big? Famous big? Why is it like Bamba? That is a made
like
up.
Side characters.
And also, that's the same name.
It's just somewhere in the credits. It's not even shown.
That is dumb.
All right, hopefully that'll help.
A main Pixar character. Give me.
Okay, I know who it is. It's from Brave.
I haven't seen Brave.
This is... Why is it... You're an idiot, Jim and I.
Yeah, we need... We got to pass.
How about this? Give me five main Pixar characters. Maybe one in there.
Maybe.
Is one we all know. Woody. Here we go. All
okay. Right.
Woody. Can you not tell us where, but while like hinting around it?
He's overrated.
Oh, okay.
I know it's Presley's favorite. I'm guessing.
That's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, but
you baboon.
What are the chances we're gonna get Buzz Lightyear? So you, I well, guarantee now, you,
it's listening.
Yeah, do it again. Should have put a period.
Dot dot. Buzz Lightyear.
What the? Wow.
Shoot.
Actually, you know what?
Mine's not too bad this time.
Mine isn't bad.
There was also Sully. Yeah, we should have done it this way, because look, this is a lot so better.
And
yeah.
We could have just ranked them.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah.
Well, then we would know.
Actually,
we could have just scrolled.
I would only make one change.
I would too.
All right, so in order, I have Woody, Buzz, Remy, Heimlich Maneuver, Lotso.
That's a good list.
Yeah, I mean.
Would you keep it the same?
I would switch Buzz and Woody.
Okay, that is really good.
And I would switch Heimlich and Lotso.
Wait, where was Lotso?
Lotso was five. I'd put Heimlich at five.
I have Woody, Remy, Buzz, Heimlich, Lotso. I would only swap Buzz and Woody. Put Buzz at one, put Woody at three.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Remy at two. I like Remy.
I have Buzz Lightyear, Remy, Woody, Lotso, and Heimlich.
That's fantastic.
It's perfect. Personally, I would put Remy just a little over Buzz Lightyear.
That's fair.
Personally.
Makes me want to watch that movie.
Everything else is perfect.
We need a Ratatouille, too. Can we talk about that?
Ratatouille.
Bro, it's so good.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. They put the two in there. Rat. Rata. Two.
No.
Ratatouille. Rata.
E. Just put an E.
Like this. Here, watch Rata. This. Watch this.
Ratatouille. R-A-T-A. Yep. And two. Oh. What?
Wait. Rata.
Oh. T-W-O. E. Yeah. Two.
What do you think about that?
I like that.
Ratatouille.
T-O.
That's what I was thinking.
That's how a normal person would have thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Leighton.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm ab. Normal. Whoa.
What's next?
Best drummer song. Okay, no. what should we do, actually?
Let's rank the podcast hosts of the Awkward Tapes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, and there's five of us. Late. No, I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, things to rank.
Who's that?
Positions.
Like formations in football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good save, Leighton.
Okay, this is random, but that might be fun. Do y'all know enough cereal mascots?
Yes.
Eden,
or just like.
No, I think that'd be good.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had a coffee like this, like I've gone this slow on a coffee.
Yeah.
But
you
I
like it.
I'm liking it.
It's nice.
Let me erase my blueberries. List.
I like blueberries.
Lucky the Leprechaun. Lucky Charms.
Arr.
Let me think.
Arr.
I'm thinking of my first to five.
Yeah.
Right now in my head without it having it. I'm just trying to think.
I can't really think
of
it.
I would put it here.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about leprechauns as a whole?
What's his name?
They're mean.
Yeah, I mean, think about that.
For no reason.
I think he's a nice one, though. He smiles.
Yeah, he seems like it, but he could just be manipulative.
Oh, you're right.
He's trying to get you to buy his Lucky Charms. He's mean. I don't know.
So he can possess
you. I've heard he's not that nice to some people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you met him?
No, I know people that have, though.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a good businessman.
Okay.
But,
yeah. I mean, I have them where I have them, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yep. Five.
No. He's up there.
It's up there, Steve. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cocoa Puffs. Remember him?
Not
Cuckoo
really.
For Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't have that much cereal. I wasn't allowed to have cereal. Not really.
I was about to say, that ain't homeschooled.
No cereal.
We just had like a lot of organic.
We would have organic off-brand. Like instead of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it'd be Cinnamon Toasted Squares. Square Swirls. Something like that.
Interesting. Or instead of Honey Nut Cheerios, it'd just be Honey O's or like something
the
else.
Off-brand cereal.
Yeah.
Oak Nut Cheerios.
Probably taste very similar.
Yeah, I mean, probably just less sugar. I love it when you ask for one and it gives you 20.
You just want to say Cap'n Crunch?
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first one on there. Wow. Cap'n Crunch.
Mr. Captain. What does that even taste like?
You never had Cap'n Crunch?
I have.
It's good.
I gotta see it.
Cap'n Crunch is very good.
What does that taste like? It tastes like Cap'n Crunch.
Show me a picture of Cap'n Crunch cereal.
It's got the pirate on it.
Little, like little pillows. I just can't think of what the cereal looks like.
Little squares.
It's, yeah, colorful.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't really like his face. So that's going to go down for me personally.
Cap. You don't like his face?
Yeah, I don't like his face. I mean, you don't have to like my face, but I don't like his face.
The Fruit Loops guy. Ooh. Toucan Sam.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. I never knew the names of these.
Siri. Show me a picture of Fruit Loops. Oh, the bird. Okay.
Toucan, if you might.
So it's a bird.
It's a toucan.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like... I'm putting them there.
Please be bad.
If it's Honey Nut... Yeah, please be bad. If it's the Honey Nut Cheerio, be...
Who is that?
Perfect. He's at 5. I don't know who's son.
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, we're not doing that one.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
perfect.
Layton. Well, who eats Honey Smacks?
Oh, that's that frog.
Sonny the Bull?
Yeah, frog. He's a frog.
Sonny the Bullfrog.
Oh, I thought they were just stupid.
I remember that now. But that's
Yoo-hoo Chocolate Dinosaur. For
what? Short-lived but memorable character. I've got one. Can I just throw one out that I just thought of? Tony the Tiger. Frosted Flakes.
You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't.
It screws up my whole list.
Yeah. You can't.
It'd be perfect for me.
Yeah, because you need a good one.
Yeah.
I need a bad
one. Or just
one.
A mid one.
Okay.
You're going to have to. I love reading 5 articles.
Why is it so bad?
I don't know.
How about this?
I think you should. Okay.
First one that pops up is what we're doing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
First one we see. Tony the Tiger.
Shut up. That's not fair. Because you knew it'd be a good one.
Or the Rice Krispies guys. The little three.
Snap,
people.
Crackle, Pop.
Yeah.
I have to see it. Where are they?
You don't remember.
I haven't
Snap,
these
crackle,
guys
pop.
Right here.
Okay, yeah. We can go with them.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I wish they were higher.
Presley.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. I'm okay with this list. Captain Crunch, Lucky, the guy from Cocoa Puffs, the guy from Fruit Loops, and Rice Krispie guys. I would keep that.
Wow. Okay. I have Rice Krispies, Lucky the Leprechaun, Captain Crunch, Cuckoo Bird, and Fruit Loops. I would change Lucky to 1. Put Rice Krispie little fellers at 2. That's it. I did pretty good. I always liked Lucky all right, even though he's not that nice of a guy.
Yeah.
I have a terrible lineup.
What can you do?
Kinda.
Of course you do.
I have Toucan.
Toucan?
What's his name?
Toucan.
Toucan the bird?
Not Toucan.
It's
Toucan.
Toucan.
Just one can.
It's okay. Toucan Sam.
Yeah. Toucan Sam. Lucky man. The Leprechaun, Captain Crunch, Cuckoo Bird, and
Coco.
It does not look like that.
Cuckoo.
And the Rice Krispie fellers. Personally, I'd probably put Lucky, Captain, Crispy Fellas, Toucan, and the Cocoa Bird.
Crispy Fellas.
Now I'm thinking about it. I'd probably put Cocoa last. I didn't really like Cocoa Puffs that much.
I mean, these are weird people. I did not know a lot of them.
What about snacks?
Okay, yeah, just snacks. The snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
What is y'all's favorite snack, FYI?
I don't know, we'll see.
Honestly, like Pringles.
I'm a big Cheez-Its guy.
Oh, yeah.
Love
Cheez-Its. Extra toasty?
Yes. It's one of them, yeah.
I like to have a couple that are extra toasty, and then a couple that are regular.
There's a whole box of extra toasty.
But I want it like a mix.
Oh, okay.
He wants mom to buy both.
Yeah. And mix them together for me.
What?
Potato chips. Use ChatGPT.
This thing sucks. This like, and I can't believe you got me to do this.
They made it less racist, and it somehow got worse across the board.
Whoa. Easy there, Tiger.
Wow. Let's use ChatGPT.
I don't know if y'all heard about that. But
I feel like I have to play
it has gotten. It has gotten worse. Ooh, ChatGPT 3.5.
Give me a popcorn snack. There's a
4.0 now.
Huh?
Potato chips.
Are they the same person?
Same brand.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, they gave the same answer.
Doritos.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. I can rank that. Breathe.
I do like me some Doritos.
I do. How much is the question?
How much Doritos?
How much do you like?
It's free.
Oh.
How much do you like Doritos? That's what the question for me personally is. Dorito.
This entire survey is personal. You don't have to keep saying personally.
Personally? That's where I'm putting it.
Like, I'm not doing this with Schmip in mind.
Yeah, we do each other's.
Lay's? Or do we...
Frito
Lay's? Lays? Or does it need to be...
Just the whole brand?
Yeah. Or does it need to be...
I think it needs to be Lay's potato chips.
Let's just say what they're most popular for, which would be their Lay's chips.
Yeah.
Sour cream and onion.
Okay, sour cream and onion.
That's at least that's my favorite Lay's chip.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I do like me some cream and onion.
Oh, man, I just got a chill over my body.
Cream and onion. You ever had cream and onions?
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. I'm hungry.
Cheetos.
Now.
Oh.
Holy crap.
Yep. We did it.
Yeah, I did too.
You did?
I know what you did.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you did.
And guess what?
Number three.
No. Yeah.
Pringles.
Ah.
Sorry.
Shoot.
You like Pringles that much?
I actually really, really love Pringles, even though you have no clue what they actually consist of.
Pringles are not bad, but there's a lot of snacks I would take over.
I love a dang good Pringle.
Last one. Ritz crackers.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad that's at five. Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling us.
All right. It's so dry.
Yeah.
Dude, my throat is dry.
You need some hot tea.
Throat coat.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
That's why my voice is cracking some, too. It's going in and out. Go ahead.
Cheetos, Lay's cream and onion. My neck hurts. Pringle, Doritos, Ritz.
Cheetos, Lay's cream and onion, Pringle, Doritos, Ritz. What would you, change
anything? I would put Pringles at one, Cheetos at two.
You like Pringles that much? God.
I'm serious.
Cheetos are one flavor.
Well,
Pringles are all the flavors.
We got Flamin' Hot. Jalapeno.
Didn't think about that.
I thought we meant standard. Okay, in that case, Cheetos, Pringles, Lay's cream and onion, Doritos, Ritz. Is what I would do.
I got
personally.
Cheetos at one.
Uh-huh.
Doritos, Lay's sour cream and onion, Ritz crackers and Pringles.
Okay.
I'm okay with 4 and 5. I'm just not a Pringles are all right. I would swap Doritos and Lay's sour cream and onion. I would put sour cream and onion at two. Yep. I love some sour cream and onion chips. Cheetos at one. I love me some Cheetos. Any kind.
Oh, that made it worse. I have the lineup that I like. Cheetos, sour cream and onion, Doritos,
Pringles, Ritz crackers.
That's a very good list.
I mean,
that's a very good list.
It is.
Thank you.
Nice job.
You just won $1 million, sir.
Heck yeah. All right, what's next?
Presley, quit doing your chiropractic stretches.
Yeah.
It's not a chiropractic stretch. It's a stretch, you imbecile.
Well, you buffoonery man. I can throw insults your direction.
We did superheroes last time, didn't we?
I think so.
Villains.
Villains.
That's why we have them.
Yep.
That's why I'm here today.
One good idea a year.
My Saturday was productive.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who's something that? To be proud of.
Who is that?
The Shadow Shifter.
Is that fake?
Yeah, probably.
Give me a random... You gotta be more specific. Give me a Marvel supervillain, a DC supervillain. Say supervillain.
Super.
I'm not talking about Captain
the Joker.
I mean,
what else do you want
I'm
me to
say? I'm not talking
about
Captain Boomerang.
What do you want me to say? Come on.
If you don't put him where you should put him,
what
you
are you
can
gonna
leave.
Do?
Leaf.
You walk out that door and never come back.
Yeah, I ain't having it.
Yeah.
What do you want us to say? I ain't going to talk to you again. Ever.
All right. Next.
Where'd you put a press?
Like, it's almost making me mad having to realize people might not put them where they should put them.
Yeah,
Presley.
Who's that?
Don't know.
Magneto.
I don't watch X-Men.
That's an X-Men villain. Wolverine villain. That's a good one, though.
But that ain't fair to me.
Y'all don't know him, fine.
Lex Luthor.
Oh. Yeah.
I have a funny story about that. Remind me to tell you all after.
Oh, he's bald?
No. No. It's a funny story.
Okay.
I don't know. I was never super huge into Superman, personally.
I don't think anybody is.
I just don't
like Superman.
Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
He's into Superman.
Oh. Huh.
I don't know any diehard Superman fans.
I don't.
Another
one.
Thanos.
Yeah, see, I knew that there would be some good ones in there.
I like how you can just say another and it knows what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Damn.
Are you ready?
Watch it not do it.
Yeah.
Gosh, that hurts.
Doctor Doom.
Oh.
I mean, that's a cool guy, personally. I gotta stop saying
my list is fantastic right now.
Yeah. Mine's okay.
Depending on this one.
I wouldn't change a thing depending on this.
I would have peaked in life.
Mm. Right now?
Yep. If this happens, I'm peaking in life. Give me...
Who?
Oh, that is perfect.
Oh,
it's Harley Quinn.
Gosh. Right on the money.
Oh.
Yeah. I would not.
Mine,
I
wouldn't
change
a thing.
Uh-uh.
Here, can I guess what you have?
Yes.
This is what I have. Joker, Thanos, Doctor Doom, Lex Luthor, Harley Quinn.
Not even
no,
close.
No, not even
what?
Close.
I wouldn't change anything.
I have Joker at 1.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn at 2.
Okay.
Thanos at 3.
Okay.
Lex Luthor at 4, Doctor Doom at 5.
That's exactly what I have. Oh my gosh.
We're more brothers than you are with him.
I know.
See, watch this.
Well, it's because I try to, you know, hug him, and he won't accept my hugs. He
shows affection to me.
And
blonde hair.
Blonde.
Yeah.
I think we got two sides of... Wait.
Hey, dudes.
Hey dudes.
Yep.
Underwear.
Hoodies. Jeans.
Hoodies.
Yep.
Jeans.
What color underwear?
Backwards hat.
What color underwear, actually?
Blue. Like navy.
I got some blue on there.
Yeah, that counts.
Oh, see?
My gosh.
Preston, what you rocking down there?
Black.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
He tries to match his soul with his underwear. Anyways.
What socks?
Oh, what's what? Mine? Literally yours.
Oh, yeah,
Joker,
yeah.
Harley Quinn, Thanos, Lex Luthor, Dr. Doom. And
wouldn't
that's
change it.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
That was fun.
What do y'all think about the Joker movie that's going to come out later this year?
I hope it's good.
I'm scared.
Because sequels don't always go well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a musical.
Yes and no. I mean, you could argue that.
The first one was a musical.
Yeah. They won't make it a musical.
There's music in it. Yeah. He's going to dance to it.
Yeah, he danced in the first one.
That's true. That was the strangest scene I've ever seen in my life.
It was just showing him losing his mind.
Yeah.
You respected it.
I love that movie.
I do. I want to see it again, but it's just so depressing that after I watch it, I know I'm going to feel like...
You need to take a shower.
I need to take a shower.
Are you going to watch it right before the second one? That's probably when I'll watch it next. I think it comes out in October.
Perfect.
A few more months.
I might watch it before then. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to see it recently.
I want that second Batman movie to come out.
I just, I just wish that Joker was in this Batman's universe, but it can't because they already showed Bruce Wayne as a kid in the Joker movie.
Yeah, it's true.
They could say some time has passed, but they also already showed a Joker in the Batman movie.
Yeah, that's true. So they can't do that. Isn't it made by the same company?
No. That scene was deleted. That wasn't in the actual movie, though.
Yes, it was. There was a scene where he went to visit the Joker.
Uh-uh.
No, that was deleted. That was deleted. It was deleted. But I think he's supposed to be in the next one.
Yeah, and he looked really whack.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like him or not, but I'll find out.
Well, like him better than the
last one. I trust these guys.
Yeah, Warner Bros.
After that,
I trust them.
They did a good job with the newest Batman. So,
yeah.
I mean, and who's Joker? Like, the Joker? Is that
Joaquin
also
Phoenix?
But, like, who the... Is it also Warner?
I don't... Or is it... It might be Fox.
I don't know.
Fox did that? I mean, that might be their greatest prized possession ever.
What is it going to say?
I mean, 2019? I can't think of...
What, I guess, what company?
Yeah, like company.
What, like studio?
Studio.
Wow. Big words.
Big brain.
DC Film? Warner Bros.
Ain't no way, yeah.
Warner Bros. Yeah. So, yeah,
I mean, they're the best.
They keep going back and forth on whether or not the Batman is in the new DCU or not.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is right now.
Yeah.
Warner Bros.
Why did they not? I guess they didn't know the Batman was going to come out or something.
They didn't plan.
But what I did like was with Bruce Wayne being a kid, I don't know. That just gave a lot of backstory. That was cool. Yeah. So,
it's
I don't know. And you could just have an older joke, but, I mean, he's already kind of old in that movie.
He's probably 50.
50.
But then you have Bruce Wayne in the Joker movie being, like, 10. So, like, and this Batman that we saw is, like, in his 20s because he was, like, brand new to it.
Yeah,
like, 70.
Yeah, that's you can't do that.
No. It's hard to do that.
You could just say Joker was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do some steroids, some TRT and growth hormone.
Yeah.
And you might be able to do that at 70.
Yeah.
You could just say the Joker in the Joker movie looked terrible in his mid-30s.
I want you to explain this to me. Because I feel like you would know.
Hold on, let me.
Does that help you think?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So in the comics, there's like a few different Jokers, right? And at least a couple times, there's like Robin that turns into the Joker, right?
Maybe.
Just explain. I want to listen. I don't understand.
So there was a whole time. There was a whole little mini series or story based around the concept. Not you, Siri. Series based around the concept of three Jokers. One was the comedian, the criminal, and something else. Like, they had different personalities.
I like that.
So rather than there, turns out, the concept was rather than being one Joker for the entire time Batman knew him, there's always been
someone takes some place.
Yeah, but Joker jokerized two people that became Joker.
Yeah. So you say three Jokers. Does that mean, like, three personalities of one or actually three individual people?
Three individual people.
Okay.
I like that because you could do that in any timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have one, you just can't have the same actor, which would suck.
I think that's how that storyline went.
But wasn't there a Robin that turned into the Joker?
Are you thinking about that Batman Beyond movie?
I thought it was just in the in some comics.
I don't think so.
That's a cool concept. I've never heard of that.
I swear. Hold on.
He turned into Red Hood after Joker beat him with a crowbar.
The DC storyline is cool.
Yeah, that was in the Batman Beyond
Tim
movie.
Drake. And turned into a sidekick / pet called Joker Jr.
Yeah,
because there was also...
In the Batman Beyond movie, Tim Drake, as he gets old... That happens to him as a kid. They do a flashback, and Joker jokerizes that Robin. Then real Joker, spoiler, dies. But he implants his persona into a chip in Tim Drake, and it activates, and he basically becomes Joker. So, in that sense, Robin becomes Joker.
I like more of just like someone turn into a maniac rather than a chip is controlling their mind, personally. Yeah.
Well, I guess maniac, the cool concept is Robin there. Being this hero and sidekick, and later on he becomes, you know, fighting his old teammate.
That was actually a good movie. Batman Beyond: Return of the Joker. You would love it. Have you seen it?
I've definitely seen Batman Beyond.
There was a TV show, and then they did this movie. You know what I watched recently?
Huh.
They came out with Batman, the animated series, like the cartoon series with the 3 or 4 or 5 different seasons. But then they did movies that they actually released in theaters.
Huh.
One of them was Batman. They did it with Sub-Zero, with a movie with Mr. Freeze, and they did Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah.
I rewatched that recently. Goodness, it's good.
Yeah.
It holds up to
today. I like those animated movies. There's a lot on Max.
Yeah, that's what I saw it on.
Yeah. I've been watching them through there.
It was sad. It's weird watching these as an adult because it's like, that's actually a pretty dark concept to put in a kid's cartoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was Batman Under the Red Hood that I liked a lot.
I think that's a newer one. That's not linked.
2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good movie.
I have never seen that.
That was good.
What's the idea? Under the Red
Let's see Hood? Here. Don't oh, it's got Ra's al Ghul. You know that guy?
I don't think he knows him.
Explain who he is.
Ra's, how do I explain this? I think, here, in the Batman Begins movie, that was the guy that trained Bruce Wayne in the Ninja Fortress. He is the leader of the League of Assassins.
Also, in Batman Begins with Christian Bale, he helps train him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Played by Liam Neeson.
He realizes his mistake in hiring the Joker to use him as a distraction while he destroyed Europe's financial districts. He captured Jason Todd, the second Robin.
Second Robin.
Joker brutally tortures Jason in an abandoned warehouse, locks Jason in the warehouse with a bomb, explodes, and kills him before Batman arrives. He kills Robin. 5 years later, a mysterious vigilante called Red Hood assembles a meeting. Most prominent drug dealers announces a takeover of their drug trade, taking only a quarter of the profit while offering them protection from both Black Mask and Batman. Let's see here. Batman destroys something with the help of Jason's predecessor, Dick Grayson, a.k.a. Nightwing.
Ah, Nightwing.
The first Robin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Explosion destroys the facility. Batman and Nightwing interrogate Joker about Red Hood, but he denies involvement. And Red Hood, it's a plot twist. Red Hood, he's someone that you're like, whoa. You gotta watch it. Okay. It's a good movie. I watched it kind of recently. That one, and what's the other one? Halloween.
The Long Halloween?
Yes, The Long Halloween. That one's good.
Is it like the same people, same actors?
I think so. Long Halloween. Yeah, there's two parts, too.
I haven't really seen any of these. I feel like they have so many.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that animation style is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
2021.
Yeah.
Who's the voice actor? It's not Kevin, is it?
That looks good.
That's funny.
This guy?
Yeah, because that's, you know who that is?
Uh-uh.
He was in Supernatural, and so is the current Batman actor.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Supernatural?
No, I'm getting that mixed up. He's in Supernatural, the other one's in Twilight, that other thing girls are obsessed with.
Yeah.
Those are separate.
Yeah, Twilight.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
He's in Twilight. He's in Twilight?
No, he's
in Supernatural. I know the name.
He's in Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
I was confused.
Familiar. Yeah.
Have y'all seen Twilight?
No.
When I was younger a little bit.
Really? I haven't seen it. It's kind of like a love story with vampires. Is that correct?
Did you know the Robert Pattinson was in a Harry Potter movie?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Forgot about that. I've been rewatching Harry Potter. I just watched the fourth one.
Yeah.
I forgot he was in that. Yeah, and he ended up dying.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He died.
Sorry, but he died.
Those movies have been out so long.
Movies are so good.
They are.
I need to go back and
You know what else
them.
I didn't realize?
What?
Dumbledore, the actor, stopped after the second one and they replaced him.
I thought it was after the first one.
No, the second one.
I never knew that was a separate actor until recently.
Because his health was declining. And he ended up passing away not long after that, and they replaced him. And you can tell. Yeah. I couldn't tell when I was younger, but you can tell. Like, they look very similar, but the first actor kind of talks more like this. And the second actor is more kind of energetic a little bit.
Mm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two different Dumbledores.
I watched it, like, maybe 2 years ago, and I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I watched him, like, back-to-back days, and I was like, this guy seems a lot different. I looked it up. Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah, I should have noticed. I tried to watch all of them in the same week. I think I did.
I watched four last week.
Really?
Four of them.
Those are another, like, set of movies that are also kind of dark and depressing,
yeah,
but are good movies.
They're so good. Yeah, that fourth one was where he saw Voldemort again.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's when they, in my opinion, they start getting pretty good.
I think they're all great.
Yeah.
I think the first one's really good. And
their acting is kind of funny. They're
when
kids.
They're younger.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What the, yeah, the more they go along, the better the acting gets, I feel like. I'm a big Hagrid guy. Love Hagrid. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Yes.
He's so comforting. What's wrong?
That right there is like you're at a bar and you're just like, yeah, I'm just having a good time.
He's ready to get out of here. That's what
I'm ready to eat.
All right, thank you guys for joining us.
Bye.
Just immediately.
He's like, okay, Presley, we have to end.
Presley's hungry. Bye.
We appreciate you guys. We really do.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
That.
You got anything to say?
Go balls.
Anything to say? Go balls. God bless America.
Yeah.
Start up your engines.
Thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness.
I'll say one more thing.
Potatoes can be white or orange?
What?
What color are sweet potatoes? Orange? So they can be white or orange?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's the first thing I thought.
That was so weird.